Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Japan Top 10, everybody. We're starting off another amazing cultures episode talking about the amazing world of city pop. And I am here with our audio editor, Dean. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
To bring you on a night drive through the amazing world of city pop, you're going to put your sunglasses on and crank that radio up and let's get going. So, Dean, tell me, what got you into city pop?
Okay, to tell the truth, I was a high school exchange student in Japan in the 80s.
Oh my gosh!
So I was just surrounded by city pop when I was living in Tokyo in my teens in 1980-something. I won't tell you what it was.
That's incredible. Well, we're going to be taking you back down nostalgia lane here, talking about the big names and how city pop has resurged in popularity and all the most interesting things about that.
Yeah, just listening back to the music has been taking me on a trip down memory lane. I feel like I'm back there.
That's great. I'm so glad that this can be like revisiting a memory for you and not just like talking about something in the distant past.
Well, it was in the distant past, but I did actually experience it.
That's great. Well, for all of you that are wondering, like, what the heck is city pop? Let's get into that a bit. So it's a genre that started in the late 70s in Japan and developed from a genre called new music, which our 1970s J-pop episode previously aired on Japan Top 10 talked all about what new music is. But city pop built on that by adding more of an urban feel, thanks to some R&B and soft rock and funk influences. So it definitely gives you more of that like jamming through the city kind of vibe than new music, which is a little more like laid back. And there's no real strict genre definition for city pop, but I found a great quote from the Japan Archival Series author Yosuke Kitazawa, who said, "It's music that was made by city people for city people."
Perfectly suited to cruising through the city and enjoying that Japanese 1980s bubble era. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, I always feel like it has this very lush and expensive vibe that goes with the bubble era, and that's sort of like Japan's at the top of the world kind of thing.
That exuberance and extravagance of that era. The music really reflects that, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. And you know, I feel like the feature that most says city pop to me is this kind of like fat, funky bass, like just pumping through there.
I was going to say the same thing. It's kind of that bow, 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 bow kind of bass sound, isn't it?
Yeah, as someone who used to play bass, that's like, whenever I hear a song that has that, it just instantly appeals to me and I'm like, yeah, funky bass. Well, we have a great first song coming up for y'all, but before that, here's a few announcements.
Starting in March 2020, we will have changes related to our Patreon program, which will also impact listeners who currently do not support us on Patreon. Please see our website for further details about these changes.
And here's that announcement in Japanese from Andy.
リスナーの皆さんにお知らせします。Patreonプログラムを変更することになりました。 今年 3月から実施する予定です。この変更はPatreonドナーにもフリーリスナーにも影響を与えます。詳細はJapanTop10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。
And I'll also say that all you free listeners out there, we love you so much, but you're missing out on the whole episode. We've got more songs and commentary than you hear here if you join our Patreon program. You can get access to the entire episode starting at just $1 a month, and you can hear us talk all about City Pop even more.
Our first song to start off our City Pop episode is from Junko Yagami, and it's Tasogare no Beishiti.
This is one of my favorite songs. I was so glad we got to play this for y'all.
Yeah, it's a great song, isn't it? It's got that funky bass that we were talking about.
Exactly. And I was a fan of Junko Yagami before, but more for her new music. And I came to this through a remix I found on YouTube, which is called Bay City Rollas by Young Bay, who's a big, like, vaporwave artist. And
oh, right.
Yeah, we'll get more into vaporwave later in this episode, but that's how I discovered this particular song. Junko Yagami is often sampled in vaporwave, but there's a lot more to her than just being a prolific source of samples. She started playing piano at age 3, and she became like a big singer-songwriter in the 70s and 80s, moving, as I said, from new music into city pop. And she even had some success in the US, where she lives now with this song called, it's an album and a song called I Just Want to Make a Hit With You, which if you're ever looking for Junko Yagami records on eBay, it's like you can find the 12-inch of that, like 50 copies, and then maybe a Japanese album. So I always just think of it as, no, I already have that. I don't want that. Well, what did you think about the song, Dean?
It is definitely typical of that era. It's all about the bass, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Junko Yagami is one of the big names in city pop, and there's a couple others that we'd like to talk about also.
Some of the big names in city pop are Maria Takeuchi, Junko Yagami, who we just heard, Tatsuro Yamashita, Toshiki Kadomatsu, Andy, and Eiichi Otaki. Maria Takeuchi and Tatsuro Yamashita are a bit of a power couple because they're husband and wife.
Yes, and you're going to hear both of them on this episode, actually. And those are two of my favorites on that little list.
Eiichi Otaki, too. He was in a band in the 70s called Happy End, which was quite a folky rock band. And then he just moved into this smooth kind of easy-listening jazzy style, which I thought was really cool. He definitely had a big part in defining the music of this era.
Definitely, and I feel like that's just another example. I always talk about, like, the 12 degrees of Happy End, because I feel like whatever you're at in J-pop, it's always 12 degrees away or even less from somebody who is in Happy End.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. We could do a whole episode on Happy End and the influence they've had on Japanese music. It's amazing.
For sure. And it's kind of weird to think of people in like a folksy rock band, like going into things like electronic music and like adult oriented rock. But it happened in Japan. Only in Japan.
Only in Japan.
Well, anyway, speaking of those big names, we've got a song from one of them coming up for y'all. This is Silent Screamer by Tatsuro Yamashita from 1980.
We'll be right back.
Our next episode is going to be an Artist of the Month episode featuring our content producer Echo's favorite artist. So stay tuned and figure out the mystery of who is Echo's favorite J-pop artist. That's going to come out about 2 weeks from now.
Great. Can't wait.
And again, if you're not a Patreon donor, please consider donating, because you've only heard like about half of this episode. You could get so much more songs and commentary if you donate to us and support the podcast.
Yes.
And before we say goodbye here, just a reminder, check out our website, jtop10.jp, and our social media, and to share this episode if you enjoyed it. All right. Well, until next time, it's bye from me.
And bye from me.
And we'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.